Our gospel reading, likewise, should be familiar words to you as we turn to Matthew's gospel, to the 5th chapter, as we read the 1st through the 12th verses. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. We live in a world that's obsessed with strength. We want strong bodies. We want strong finances. We want strong opinions. We want strong leaders. But if you've ever worked with a trainer, or if you've ever been in physical therapy, or tried to stay healthy over time, you know this truth. Real strength doesn't begin with what you can lift or push or display. Real strength begins at the core. The core isn't flashy. You don't usually see it working. Your core is hard at work right now, enabling you to sit, enabling me to stand, enabling us to sing together. That's core strength. Core strength supports everything else. Without a strong core, our movements become unstable, our posture collapses, and eventually even our strongest muscles will fail. The core is what allows us to stand, to bend, to breathe, to endure. In the Sermon on the Mount, and especially in these verses that we call the Beatitudes, Jesus is doing something similar for our life of faith. He isn't offering spiritual performance tips or a religious workout plan. He's strengthening our core. The Beatitudes describe that deep inner life from which everything else, as disciples, flows. Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." This isn't a picture of the kingdom of heaven as something way out there sometime in the distant future. This is the kingdom that's taking shape here and now in real lives, in real time, in real bodies, in real communities. Jesus is showing us, telling us what kingdom life is like when it has strength at the center. This vision echoes those earlier words that we heard from the prophet Micah. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Different voices, different moments in history, but the same posture, the same center of gravity. The Beatitudes are not Jesus' helpful hints for happy living. They're not religious resolutions. They describe God's own heart. They shape us, not by telling us what to achieve, but by forming who we are becoming. That's why it feels so difficult sometimes. Most of the time we try to build our strength, our faith on our strength, our competence, our confidence, those things that we can control. We want visible results and measurable progress. But Jesus begins somewhere else entirely. He begins with poverty of spirit, grief, meekness, hunger, and mercy. The places where we ourselves know our deepest needs. When we hear the Beatitudes, it's easy to think, that's not me. I'm not sure I can do this. That's not the world. That's not even the church sometimes. And often that is true. But while we focus on what we lack, God looks at what we can become. God trains us not for appearance, but for endurance. The temptation for us is to hear the Beatitudes as conditions. If you live this way, then God will bless you. But that misses the point. The Beatitudes aren't about striving or achieving. The Beatitudes are about letting go, about surrender, about learning how to live with an open and vulnerable center. Strengthening the core is not always comfortable. It can expose our imbalance. Have you tried that thing of stand on one foot for 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes? That takes core strength and that exposes how much we need to strengthen it. It reveals weakness. It focuses, it makes us slow down and focus and pay attention to those things we usually ignore. The Beatitudes teach us to trust more deeply in God than in the circumstances around us. They invite dependence rather than self-reliance. To this world, this kind of life looks like weakness. It always has, but Scripture reminds us that what appears foolish is often where God's power is most fully revealed. God chose what is weak to shame the strong. The Beatitudes are nothing less than the way of the cross. Their fullest expression is seen in Jesus himself, poor in spirit, meek, merciful, pure in heart, and faithful unto death. If we truly live the Beatitudes, they will lead us to the cross. Not because God desires our suffering, but because this way of life refuses to be built on domination, fear, or control. It is built on love. And often it's in the injuries, the losses, the disruptions of life that our core is finally strengthened. When life knocks us off balance, we discover that we can't do this on our own. As we admit our need for God, the illusion of self-sufficiency gives way to meekness, humility. We learn what it means to be poor in spirit. Our own pain connects us to the pain of the world, and we can't help but mourn. And as our focus shifts outward, we grow merciful. With nowhere else to turn, we fix our gaze on God. And the longer we look, the more we hunger and thirst after what only God can give. Call that righteousness, for God's life within us. From that place, we become peacemakers, reconciled to God and to each other. This is the life for which Jesus' disciples are sometimes misunderstood, resisted, even persecuted. A life grounded in righteousness and sustained from the center. The Beatitudes aren't primarily about what we do, but about how we are. Not even about who we are, but about how we are. They form that core that makes faithful action possible. And we can live this way only because we trust that we have already been blessed by God. We don't strengthen our core to earn God's favor. We live from the strength that God has already given us. This is the way of Christ. And if we are to follow Him, this way must become our way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.